The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Emerald Coast Coins.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And this is the time to talk about money, honey, because we've got Stephanie Dotson here with Emerald Coast Coins. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning. Yeah, money, honey. Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about the money.
It's been crazy. Everything's crazy right now. But
I
man.
Know. I'm always amazed. I tell her this every time she comes on the show, that I drive by her store on my way home every day. And every day, your parking lot is full.
We are very tired right now.
I guess
so. We are very, very tired.
What is the reason for the full parking lot?
The gold and silver prices are higher than they have ever been.
Wow.
So I think last week, gold was closing around like $4,400.
Because last time you were here, it was $3,400?
Isn't that crazy? Like, it just started shooting up.
An ounce?
An ounce. And then silver got up over It was over $50, like $52,
and it was
maybe
at 30-something.
What's
happening?
I mean,
why? Can you explain to me why this is happening?
No. Yes and no. So I just tell everybody, it's the world. It's just what's going on in the world right now, and people are putting their faith more in gold and silver, I think, than everything else, which is fine. I always tell everybody, you don't have to put all your eggs in one basket. You don't have to just, you know, invest in your stocks or, you know, whatever,
right?
You know, just spread it all out. Just put little seeds everywhere. So it closed really high last week. Monday, it took a huge dip. Like, gold dropped like $230.
Really?
So it got back down to like $4,140.
Do we know why it dropped?
I really don't. People ask me all the time, like, well, why do you think it's doing the things it's doing? I'm like, if I knew that, Stephanie would literally be in Disney World right now and living her best life.
Right.
Not talking about gold and silver.
Okay.
And then silver, you know, they both corrected. Well, it got down, so I say 41, it got down under like 4,050, like it was around that. And then silver dropped to around 50. Now, it kind of recovered a little bit today. We'll see what it does tomorrow.
Where are we today?
So gold today is at like $4,146. Mm-hmm. And then silver's right around $49.
Still higher.
Still the highest.
Okay.
Like, we're still living in times where I don't know where the bottom's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know where the top's going to be. And I don't know where the, like, I just don't know. Like, we're just winging it. Like, it was so crazy last week. All the big companies around the world, the refineries, the companies that buy and sell bullion, they stopped buying a lot of stuff. So that impacts how smaller stores buy things too. Like, right now, we're not buying sterling silver jewelry. Like, we talk about that every time I'm here, the jewelry and the sterling silver flatware.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have an outlet for it.
Oh.
Because they're getting so much in that they don't have it. They don't have a way to, like, let it go. Like, there's no outlet for them right now. So we're all kind of on pause for sterling silver.
Interesting. So
I tell everybody to call.
Don't call first.
Call first and see what we're purchasing. The 90% silver quarters, dimes, and half dollars, like, they're not buying that either. And if the big guys aren't buying it, then we're like, what do we do?
Yeah, that would affect you directly.
We do. Yeah. And we try, you know, we try our very best to accommodate everybody, because that's what we're in the business to do. So I say always call and check. 850-473-1515. Call the store. See what's going on. Try and get, you know, we try to give our best price. You know, we try to get prices over the phone for at least what's going on at the moment. Call and check. Call and see. Call and ask questions. It's been an insane week.
So interesting. So if you have a question for Stephanie about gold, silver, coins, or any collections that you might have, text it in at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk, and that stands for Pensacola Expert Panel. And without a doubt, she is an expert.
I try.
She does very well.
I'm getting better.
Very, very well. So what are you seeing in the store these days? Because you said you've been super busy.
So we have been super busy. And still, everybody is trying, you know, they can bring in some things to still sell. Like, we're still buying silver eagles. We're still buying some, like, silver bars. We're definitely buying gold. Mm-hmm. The gold jewelry, the scrap jewelry that we always talk about, or the unwanted jewelry, we're still buying that. You know, and we make sure everybody knows, one, we stop taking jewelry an hour prior to closing.
Okay.
And that's because we have to do paperwork for the police department mm-hmm. to make sure it's not stolen. And, you know, we let everybody know, like, we're not a pawn shop. So, like, if you sell it to us, it's ours forever. So we make sure we get that out there, too.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't come back, you know, a week later and be like, oh, I think I want my stuff back. That's not how it works. The police department now know that I bought it from you, so now it's mine or theirs.
Mm-hmm. So it's gone,
it's
essentially.
Gone.
So when you make that decision, be sure that you're sure about it.
Exactly.
Right.
Like, I had a sweet, sweet person the other day. They had a whole bunch of stuff they were selling, and they weren't sure. And I'm like, I'm going to go walk around and do some things. You, like, sit here and you figure it out, because I'm okay if you take it back.
Right. It's especially hard if you are the person that has to go through, say, your mother or your grandmother's
yes.
jewelry, and no one, you know, kind of giving away what everybody in the family wants. And so now you have a lot of leftover stuff, but it's still hard to part with.
It really is. It really is. Like, I'll have people that come in, like, you know, years after a loved one has passed, mm-hmm. and whether it be jewelry or coins or whatever, and they're just like, I'm not sure. I'm like, that's fine.
Right.
It's good just to get the information and know where we are,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then, you know, come back later. You have to feel it in your heart.
Right.
Yeah. You
and
have
be
to feel it
okay
in your heart.
With yep. it. So there's no regrets.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's very true. But it's nice of you to be sensitive to that.
I try.
Yeah. Because some people are like, yeah, give me the stuff. I don't care.
That is super true. Some people are like, well, if you're not going to sell it to me, I'm not going to look at it.
Right, right, right.
Like, well, I mean, they can't get information if they don't ask the questions.
That's right. But you could give them an estimate and then they could still think about it.
Of course.
Okay.
So always.
Is there a charge for that?
No. The only thing we charge for are handwritten appraisals, if you mm-hmm. want something handwritten, or typed, if we type up appraisal for, like, insurance purposes or something. Those are things we will charge for, depending on what it is and how it is. Our prices can range from $25 an hour and up for that.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. So we're talking with Stephanie Dodson. She is with Emerald Coast Coins right over there on Creighton Road. And if you have a question, 850-437-1620. So I, of course, I'm already panicking because my family is all about buying Christmas presents ahead of time.
Yes.
And I'm the one in the family that always waits till the last minute. List. So this year I've decided I'm going to actually try to get my list together and really do this ahead of time. So how can you help me, Stephanie?
Well, first off, I've been buying since August.
Oh, see, I'm always behind.
Secondly, we always talk about the silver eagles and how
yes.
I'm going to run out. Right now I don't have any 2025
oh, no.
silver eagles.
Okay.
Hopefully I shall have some next week.
Okay.
But right now, like, and that's why I tell everybody, like, if I get them in and I say, hey, 2025 silver eagles are in, come in and grab them,
mm-hmm.
because getting them between now and, you know, December, it's going to get harder.
Mm-hmm.
So if I get some in and you want some, come and pick them up.
In case somebody doesn't know, describe what a silver eagle
so
is.
So a silver eagle is 1 ounce piece of silver that has the walking Lady Liberty on the front and an eagle on the back.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily numismatic, but it is a piece of bullion. So just an silver. So you're
right.
still collecting silver. It's premium. So everything comes at a cost. Gold or silver's at $49. So everything sells, or like I buy or trade, sell plus or minus for silver prices.
Mm-hmm.
So its premium is going to be higher than, like, let's say, like, just a buffalo silver round. People like the, like, silver rounds that look like a buffalo nickel.
Right.
And that's just because they cost more to get,
mm-hmm.
you know, and premiums are going to be wonky right now, too, with everything, whether I'm buying it from you or selling it to you. Premiums will hopefully settle here before Thanksgiving.
And what is the range on those, would you say?
So a range on those can be, so for silver in general, it can range anywhere from $2 over
mm-hmm.
to, well, super, not silver eagles, but other things, can, like, $10 or $12 over.
Okay.
The silver price. So,
if I was buying a silver eagle 2025 silver, as a gift, when you get them in,
I think right now they're about $7 over.
Okay, so what would the total be?
So that would be $56.
Okay,
if I did my quick
okay
math,
which is a nice gift.
It's a yeah,
very nice gift.
If people would have bought them in August, it would have been close to 30. But yes,
see there. See there.
But we cannot predict what
true.
Silver
it's
is going to
so
do
true.
or gold. But now we still do have. like, and I talk about it as my cowboy money, and I showed you those.
I know, that was so cool.
You know, those still will run close to their silver price right now, so like around $42. Mm-hmm. Those are super awesome.
Okay, describe those.
So the cowboy money, they're it's called the Morgan Dollar and the Peace Dollar, and they both have like Lady Liberty on the front. The Morgan Dollar has Lady Liberty, and she's got like cotton and leaves in her hair, and then the Peace Dollar, it looks like she's got like a ray of sunshine behind her head, and it says Peace on the back.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. I mean, I'm a Tombstone girl. I like that. I love that movie. And he, Wyatt Earp plays with the little Peace Dollar when the cowboys come up and talk to him at the gambling table.
Well, how cool is that? A little trivia, a little movie trivia for you. God,
I could find it for so many things, which is weird to me that like now I correlate this stuff to movies.
That's great.
My dad's like, you watch too many movies. Well, look, it's paying off.
That's right. That's right. I would
so
never
much.
Know that he was holding a Peace Dollar.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
Like we talk about, so we have currency too. Mm-hmm. Old dollar bills all the way back to the Confederate and obsolete.
Do you have a favorite currency? I know you've talked about the coins, but what are some of the more unusual things that you have?
So I like the older big bills that we have. There's one called a Black Eagle, and it's just got this wing, this big eagle on the front of it.
Is that a U.S. currency?
And it is a U.S.
Really?
Currency, and it's $1.
Huh.
It's just pretty.
When is that made? When was that? What's the year on?
Oh, gosh. Maybe 1914 or 19.
So after the Civil War.
Yes, yes.
Interesting.
I'm probably super wrong on that date, but it's between 1914 and 1923,
okay,
probably.
Around World War I-ish.
Yeah, yeah, and watch, my brother will probably text me and be like, no, dummy.
Wrong.
This is why I make him do all that stuff,
but it's
not
a black?
Me.
It's black?
It's called, no, so it's a silver certificate, but it's called the Black Eagle, like Black Eagle silver certificate.
Okay, very
it's
neat.
Very pretty.
Okay.
So any of our old paper money, mm-hmm. especially when it's nice and uncirculated, is cool. It's so much better than the money we have now.
What's the best way to keep old money? Because I've told you many times, my dad has a collection, but I have a suspicion that's not being kept well because it's just in a box. Is there a way to take each like dollar, for example?
So,
should you put it in a plastic bed or should you leave it open air?
I would at least try, especially if it's in decent condition. There's little sleeves you can get for them. They're like, we sell them for like 50 cents each.
Mm-hmm.
That you could put the dollar bills in, and that just keeps them from getting wrinkled and bent.
Moist.
Yes. Well, I mean, they're not airtight, so mm-hmm. but it definitely can keep them from getting wrinkled and torn or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would, you know, some people keep them in their safe, some people keep them like on bookshelf, I don't know, like wherever your little safe place is. Nobody could ever find the safe place at my house.
Well, my dad had an old, I guess, jewelry box that he used to,
that
which
too,
has all
jewelry
the
boxes,
coins
yep.
and the dollars in there, which I still need to bring in to you, by the way.
Yes.
I keep talking about it.
I know, right? And then we, you know, we've talked about this before. Don't clean anything.
Right.
Just bring it in the way it is. I don't mm-hmm. care if you dug it up out of the ground and brought it in to me.
It's covered in dirt. Still
it's
bring
fine.
It in.
Bring it in just that way, because I'd rather have a expensive dirty coin than an expensive dirty coin that's been cleaned and is now worth like half of what it should be.
That's so interesting to me.
It's so weird, but like even with antiques in general, like you want it to be as original as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So try to keep that in mind. You want everything to be as original as possible.
Right, right.
So, and that I think is helpful.
Well, just for fun, because we did mention this last time, but in case somebody's listening for the first time,
yes.
It is coming up on the holiday season, and you do have some pretty neat stuff for kids.
We do.
And people who are into things like Star Wars.
Yeah, I do.
I have a good friend that's very much into that. So.
Yes, I have some silver bars that are Star Wars. One's got Darth Vader, and probably has Stormtroopers on it, and then the other one has Luke, Leia, and Han Solo on it.
Yeah, I think that's pretty cool.
It's my favorite.
So it's actually a bar?
It is a little silver bar, like a 1 ounce piece of silver, and those run I think about $5 over silver price.
Mm-hmm.
And so August 1st, the governor signed a bill that did away with the taxes on bullion. So Florida is one of the few states that had taxes on bullion that was not American, so like those Star Wars silver bars.
Mm-hmm.
So before, if you came in and bought one of those at $55, you would have to pay taxes on it. Now you don't have to.
Wow. Okay. That helps.
That does help.
That helps a lot.
That does help. And then another thing too is we take cash. We don't do credit or debit on that kind of stuff because our profit margins are super tiny. And you know,
you don't
want
to pay the fees. There's a lot of fees involved.
There's all that.
Makes sense. That makes a lot of sense.
Yep.
So if I wanted to come see you, we're talking with Stephanie Johnson with Emerald Coast Coins. In case someone just joined us, where are you located? What are your hours? What's the best way to get in touch with you? If I do suddenly come upon something in the house that we've had for years and years, it's grandpa's or dad's or, you know, how do we reach you?
So we are at 1811 Creighton Road. We are almost smack dab in the middle of Creighton between 9th and Davis, across from that Cumberland Farms at the Lanier Light. Next to like Sophie Swimwear, if a lot of people know where her store is.
Okay.
We are open Monday through Friday. Our current hours are Monday and Friday. We're open 9 until 5. Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday we close at 4 o'clock. We're not leaving at 4 o'clock. People are like, oh, you get off early. No, we're trying to catch up. We got work to do for that last hour.
Okay.
so we close at 4 o'clock so we can actually do some behind the scenes work. And our phone number, you know, call us 850-473-1515. You can reach us on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
If you do message me on Facebook and I don't see it within, I would say, 24 hours, give me a call and be like, hey, I messaged you on Facebook. Can you just look at what I sent you?
And you can put a picture on there.
Yes,
of
you
something
can send
you have.
Me a picture.
Mm-hmm.
And then that way I'll try and look because it's so busy.
Right.
Like I just keep telling everybody, you're like, it's so busy right now.
So the busy is coming from people buying?
Both buying and selling.
Interesting.
It's across the board, buying and selling. People are like, are you doing more? So we are technically buying more right now than selling. However, it's still a good balance.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
850-437-1620. We're talking with Stephanie Dotson with Emerald Coast Coins, all about selling and buying gold and silver and purchasing coins and currency. And what are some of the other things you feature as well?
So we do have foreign coins. We've talked about that before, from countries all around the world. Most of that stuff, because they don't use it anymore, it's been devalued. I don't think that's the right word because I'm tired, but they don't use it anymore, so it just goes in a big old bucket and people can pick through it and find all the cool stuff.
Wow. So you think that at some point that's going to have value because it's not being minted anymore?
You would think, but like just like here, you know, when we make, you know, millions or billions of coins, they did the same even back, you know, even years ago, like even back in the early 1900s or the 1800s, they made a lot of stuff. You know, we have shipwreck coins right now, or land hoard coins, which are like,
what is that?
So like a cob or like a piece of eight, like pirate money. That's what I call it pirate money.
How fun.
I know.
That's
I have nicknames for everything.
Wow. Okay. I've got a question for you this morning. If I buy a gold bar from them today, can I sell it back to you a year later at market value? Are there any fees or any costs? And I would add any restrictions on that.
Right. So that's a great question. If you bought a gold bar from me today and in a year from now, we're going to go, yes, we're still going to base it off of what the price of gold is.
So it's the current price, not the price you bought it.
Right. Exactly. Okay. It's going to be, so you buy at the current price today and then you sell at the current price a year from now.
Okay.
So if gold's at $4,100 now and it's at $3,300 a year from now, then it's going to be based off of that $3,300.
So unfortunately, that'll be a loss for
right.
you.
Right. And then there is a percentage of that, you know, I don't buy and sell anything at the exact spot price. Everything's going to have a premium above or below.
Okay.
I can never guess what it'll be in a year.
Oh, of course. Who knows?
Like, you know, it could be, we could pay. Mm-hmm. We'll never say never. We could pay spot price, but typically it's less than for a gold bar.
Okay. Great question. If you've got one, 850-437-1620. So let's just say I've been listening to the show. Mm-hmm. You've got me intrigued. I'm thinking about starting a coin collection. Where do I start? What would you recommend for someone that's wanting to get started but has never done it before?
So I would say, kind of like, well, I'll sit there and talk with the person and see kind of what their niche is. And then I'll try and say, well, let's look at these or let's look at that. I like half dollars are sometimes easy to start with, just silver half dollars. A Franklin half dollar set is relatively easy to put together, and there's not that many of them. Don't ask
me. So you get the collection book, and it has the blank spot, and then you look for that coin to fill the blank spot.
Right. And you would go to the store. So I think Franklin started in 1948 and went to 1963. Just a very short years. And again, a relatively easy collection. You know, there's always dimes and stuff. I had a customer come in who likes the Morgan dollars like I do. And they're trying to get one, like every one of them. Well, I showed them this book where we could just get one of each year instead of having to get like a Philadelphia, San Francisco.
I see, because those are all the different mints.
Yeah, Philadelphia, San Francisco, Denver, New Orleans, Carson City. So that's all the different mints right there.
Right.
You know, just get one of everything and then get one of each mint. And that collection's a lot easier to collect. And so not only are you collecting because it's cool and interesting and whatever, then you're also saving like silver.
right, of course. Well, I do have a collection. I confess, I told you this before. Yeah. I have when the state quarter thing came out a few years back. So I have that collection.
Those are great to hold on to.
Really?
Or take to the bank.
Okay, yeah, I was wondering because I have the whole, I think I have 47 out of 50.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yeah, really, but there's three I can't get.
Well, I will help you complete that.
I may have to come in and see.
Like,
yeah.
Even though like they're just so... Overall, they're just quarters, but still, like, at the same time, I'm like, oh, my God, it's not complete. Let's finish it.
Well, they're really cool. If you don't know what I'm talking about, they came out with a collection.
Yeah, like state 2007 or 2008.
Something like that, yeah. State quarters. And you could pick, so you have every state has its own quarter design, which is really cool. So
it
each
cool.
one has either a bird or a tree, something that's unique to that state.
Exactly. So, and then from the state quarters, they did the national parks.
Oh, I didn't see that one. Quarters for quarters?
Quarters. And
oh,
now
cool.
they have Women of History. And I think the Women of History is almost complete. I'm
See,
not
I love
sure.
that. Yeah. That's so interesting.
So they're super cool. Now, having said all that, they have changed the design of the quarters through the years too. So on the internet, people will look, they'll be like, oh, this looks like an N cod we trust with a C. But they changed the design of the G.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Like a codfish, right?
So no, I got it. I just made me laugh.
So they changed the design of the G where it's really hard to see that little, I guess it's like a little for the G, but like it just looks harder. It's harder to see. It's still there.
Okay.
I've never ever seen, and I get, you know, calls about it, and all my coin buddies, they're like, oh, here's another call. But it's like, I'm like, the internet, what it does is like when you, I don't know if people understand it, like if people search something a lot, especially with the AI on Google now, it's going to be like, oh, well, this is what people have searched and this is what it says.
But it's not necessarily a fact. It's just what's out there.
Yeah,
I got to get that straight.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I saved this one for last because I saw this on Facebook and I think it was a clickbait thing, so I didn't click it.
Okay.
But it had a thing that showed a picture of a coin and it had the ridges on the outside of the coin.
Okay.
What are the ridges for? Why do they put ridges on the outside of a coin? So I was dying to click and I said, no, I'm going to ask Stephanie.
That's a weird, I don't know the answer to that question.
Because quarters, you know, have the little ridges.
Yes, they do have the ridges.
Edges.
They did that because they wanted to. I don't know their answer to that.
Ooh, I'm glad I didn't click on that. All right, well, that's going to be your assignment. I'm going to have you ask your brother about that one.
Right?
Because I had never thought about it.
Because in that, you know,
I just never
about
thought
us,
about it. I've seen them on coins, but I never thought about it. And then I thought, well, that's
me
interesting.
Me either until
why?
This very moment. Like, I know some do have them and some don't have them, but...
What determines that and why? And yeah, so I was dying because the Facebook thing was what
it's
intrigued
kind of like,
me, you know.
It's kind of like the denticles in a golf ball. There's probably so many around there too, honestly, if I think about it, there's probably so many little like ridges around
and
there.
And what does that do? What is it, aerodynamically or something?
You know? Oh, the denticles, you know, the little.
In the golf ball, what does that do?
I have no idea. I don't play golf. I don't even watch golf. But okay. I just picked that up somewhere. I think there's a certain amount of.
All right,
them.
Well, I'm going to count on you and your dad and your brother to tell me why and which coin, like the ones that have, why they have ridges. Why? Ruffles have ridges.
I was just about to say that. The ruffles have ridges.
That's right. There you go. So we don't know why that is either, but they
we'll
do taste
figure
good.
It out.
They do taste good. So if you have a question for Stephanie, maybe you're thinking about, you know, turning in some old jewelry or you've got some other coins possibly around the house or you want to get started, Emerald Coast Coins is your place.
That is my place. And we're at 1811 Creighton Road, Monday through Friday. Monday and Friday, we're 9 to 5. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we close at 4, like strictly close at 4.
Okay.
I'm kicking you out.
So 9 to 5 Monday and
Friday.
And then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday,
9 to 4.
Okay.
850-473-1515. You can look us up on Facebook, Emerald Coast Coins. You'll see pictures of my dad's dogs.
Okay.
You'll see pictures of those sweet babies.
Aw.
And, you know, you just... call and ask questions.
Yeah.
If sometimes we're not answering the phone because we're super busy right now, but just call.
Well, they're very, it's a family-owned business. They're very friendly, and they will take time with you to look at your collection, to go over things, to answer your questions, and make sure you're ready to give them up, too.
Yes, give them up, or divide them between your children, like, you know, whatever the case may be. We're here to educate and answer questions. That's our job.
Excellent. Okay, talking again with Stephanie Dodson, Emerald Coast Coins, that number one more time.
850-473-1515.
All right, Stephanie, thank you so much for being here. As always, it's fun and interesting, and we've got an assignment for you now. You got to find out why those coins are threaded.
I'll work on it.
This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg.